Welcome to the Stabbin' Stylists Podcast. I'm Randa.
And I'm Ashley.
We are just two stylists who love true crime and hair, and we're going to tell you about both.
This is a true crime podcast. These stories may be disturbing to some. Listener discretion is advised. It gets warmer. Remember that your skincare ingredients will increase your sun sensitivity. So you always need to be wearing sunscreen all the time anyway.
Even when it's cold.
Yeah. I'm just now starting to do that, but that's why I have now went through 3 sessions of laser on my face.
Well,
even this is one thing too. Even if you're young, because like you're not always going to be young. Take it from 2 old bitches. Like you're not always going to be young.
And listen to me. Yes, you can tan with sunscreen on.
Yes. And here recently, I've actually learned don't waste your time above 50.
Yeah.
That pretty much anything above 50 is
no go.
It's just.
Which I usually either use 30 or 50. It just depends on where, how much sun I plan on getting. If I'm under the shade, I'm probably going to put on 30.
50 gal.
Yeah. Well, and here's something that people don't think about either. You think you're in the shade when you're up under like a sun canopy at the beach, right?
But those rays.
They're only SPF 30.
Yeah.
And then, or like if you put your kid in a swim shirt, that's only SPF 50. You
right.
still got to put some sunscreen on underneath there.
That because, and you can burn through that too.
Yeah.
When we were in Hawaii, we ran out of sunscreen, and they only have zinc sunscreen there. So everybody is walking around. Yeah, everybody's walking around with a white cast on. And at first, we're like, oh my God, this looks so silly. But then when you realize everybody's doing it, like, save the ocean, guys.
Yeah, I tend to prefer zinc sunscreens, personally. But I bought some at the farmer's market last year that's beef tallow.
Really?
And I love it.
I normally go for Kula, the Kula brand.
Yeah.
I really, really like that. I score it at TJ Maxx. Like, you will look over, see me, like, arm raking into. And one thing, we were actually talking about this earlier, since we're talking about sunscreen, a lot of sunscreen, facial sunscreen, has niacinamide in it. And if you're a sensitive skin girly like me, niacinamide is going to make you break out like you're 13 again. So be very cautious and aware of what you're putting on your face and make sure that those ingredients are working good with you.
Do a test patch first.
Yes. And we'll probably cover this here in a few episodes, but put your sunscreen on last with your skincare in the morning. Like moisturize, you know, do your toner.
Yeah, it needs to be your final step.
Final step.
Trigger warning, this episode contains graphic crime.
What are you going to tell us about?
Today, I'm going to talk about the Greenbrier Ghost, who is very interesting to me. Oh, well, if this will open, that'd be great. Thank you.
The Greenbrier Ghost is getting you.
Okay, today we're going to talk about the Greenbrier Ghost. Her name is Elva Zona Hester Shue. She's born in 1873. Miss Zona finds herself having a child out of wedlock.
Oh, no.
Frowned upon.
Not great back then.
At the time of her death, she's a new bride of only 3 months.
They're always a bride.
And she is found dead at the bottom of the stairs inside her home. Now, October of 1896, Miss Zona meets the new guy in town, and his name is Edward Trout Shue. And you know what? I have never liked a trout ever since Holes, because that was the mean guy in town's name was was Trout, and he was being mean to Sam, who was, you remember, the onion farmer.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, you're really not set up for the future with the last name Trout, but...
No. Well, that's not... That's his nickname. That's not even his... This is not even his last name.
Oh.
And people call him Trout. I'm gonna call him Trout for the rest of this because I think it's funny.
That's fine. Yeah, I like it.
Okay. She meets him, and they marry 1 week later. Girl, Zona's mama is not having it. She's not happy about this. She's like, Miss Ma'am, we don't know nothing about this boy.
Right. Which, like, how unusual was that back then? Like, they got married pretty fast. Right. A week is still pretty quick. Like,
well, and I think in Zona's position, where she's had a child out of wedlock, and they don't really ever say where the child is. Hmm. I don't know. Yeah. That she's like, okay, well, if he's the new guy in town, he don't know nothing about this.
Oh, that makes sense.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, like, let's get on it, right? Yeah. And but mom is much more cautious. She's like, we don't know this man. We don't know. We don't know him from that.
We can't Google him.
We can't Google him. Yeah. And we don't know his people. His people ain't from here.
You can just make up any story.
Right. You can be whoever you want to be. Unbeknownst to them, see, mama had a hunch. Mr. Trout has been married twice before. And he has spent some time in prison for horse theft.
Oh, no.
That's not good.
No.
Now, there is abuse allegations, of course, back then. Wives got beat.
I mean, if you're going to steal a man's horse, well, what won't you do?
What won't you do? You know? We know what kind of man you are.
Yeah, I mean.
Trout.
Yeah.
Now, there is this little bit where his second wife died under mysterious circumstances.
I figured when you said married more than once, I figured.
So his second wife, she was apparently out helping Trout fix the chimney on the house. Why she was standing beneath him, I do not know. But my friend, she got a rock dropped on her head.
That does not sound accidental, but I wasn't there.
Hey, fish boy, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, but
OSHA standards were very loosey-goosey back then. Methinks. So
this is suspicious. Now, we're going to go to January 23rd, 1897. Trout says that Zona not feeling too good today. And he asked the little neighbor boy to check on her, because he got to go to work, right? Now, tell me why Trout checks to see if this boy has gone over there 3 times. I thought you had to go to work.
Yeah, like, if you're looking for an alibi, you're not doing a good job right now.
Right, the kid finally goes and checks on her, and he goes in, and he finds Zona dead.
And, like, how dare you do that to that child?
Right, a baby.
Yeah.
Kid runs out, runs back home, tells the mom, and he goes to get the doctor, right? Heading back out to go get the doctor. When the doctor arrives, Trout has made his way back home and has changed Zona's dress to a high-collared one, and he's cradling Zona's head. He will not leave her side, and he's also said that he's put on her favorite scarf
with a high neck.
Clock it. And the doc comes, he starts trying to examine Zona, and Trout flips the fuck out. He's like, no, can't do that. Doc officially lists the cause of death as everlasting faint, which, by the way, is something that they used to call heart attack. If they didn't know what you died, like, if they couldn't see, like, oh, she died from a blow to the head or, you know, loss of blood or, like, yada, yada, you got labeled everlasting faint.
That's good to know for, like, doing research purposes. Okay.
Right. But they said probably a heart attack. Usually, like, 9 times out of 10, if they labeled you everlasting faint, it was a heart attack. Later, the cause of death was changed to childbirth complications / miscarriage. But There's little to no evidence that Zona was pregnant.
Right. And how do you know that without doing any type of an exam?
Right. Now, Trout refuses to leave Zona's body until they put her in the ground. He won't let anyone near her. And it when she is in her casket, he has a pillow on one side and a folded sheet on the other. Before they put her in the ground, they pull both of those items out, put the lid on, barrier.
Yeah.
Right? Zona's mom asked Trout, do you want to keep these? He says, no, I don't. So Zona's mom takes them back home. Now, you got to think, this is old days.
Yeah, that's why.
You have the pillows you got.
That's why I like made a face. And then
and
like,
you have the sheets that you got.
Yeah.
So mama takes them back home. She's like, well, if he's not going to use them, I'll put them to good use.
Right.
She goes to wash them. As she's washing them, the smell of death kind of like permeates everywhere, like washes over her. And she swears that the basin that she's washing it in turns blood red and then turns murky and then it disappears.
Yeah.
And the smell disappears. And mom's like, what the hell? And she's already suspicious of Trout, right?
Oh, yeah.
She already doesn't like this man.
Well, and the hovering would make me not
plus
very
the not leaving the and then all that stuff. And then now this happens.
Yeah.
And then Zona's mom says that Zona's ghost comes to her for the next 3 nights and tell her exactly what has happened. She says that the night before she's found dead, Trout came home and was upset that there was no meat for dinner. So she had made dinner, but they're like soup beans or something,
yeah.
And there was no meat. Flies into a rage and chokes Zona so hard that he snaps her neck. And to demonstrate this, she said that Zona's ghost turns her head all the way around and is like, see? My next bro.
Yeah.
And mom's like, yeah, got it.
Like, I didn't need that.
Right.
I believed you when you told me with your words, but.
Now, after all of this, Zona's mother goes straight to the prosecutor and says, hey.
Yeah.
My daughter's ghost just said this son of a bitch did it. And the prosecutor goes, you don't say. And so the prosecutor goes and he talks to the doctor. He's going to get this his due diligence out of this, right? And the doctor says, well, I never really got to do a full exam.
He's like, now that you mention it, it was
now
weird.
That you say it, I never really got to do the death exam. And the decision is made to exhume Zona's body. So March 9th of 1897, Zona is exhumed. Guess who has to be in attendance as her next of kin?
Yeah.
Trout.
Oh, yeah, because they were married, so that would have made him, not her. Mm-hmm. Oh, like, not mom, I mean.
Right. And when this happens, when he is summoned to this proceeding, he apparently starts telling people, he's like, yeah, I know they're going to arrest me, but they can't prove nothing.
Well,
brother.
Don't say that.
Brother. So, of course, they exhume her. They do an autopsy. The examination shows that Zona's neck is broken between the first and second vertebrae, along with bruising and finger marks, consistent with being choked. Her windpipe is crushed. And there's torn and ruptured ligaments all in her neck.
I mean, it doesn't take CSI to figure
right.
out.
They arrest Trout on site.
Yeah.
They said, you going to jail. And June 30th of 1897, the trial begins. That lickety split.
They were on it back then.
The prosecution mainly focuses on Trout's behavior and the body discovery.
Yeah.
And they kind of shy away from the ghost testimony. They're not even going to bring
it
up.
Oh, yeah. They're like, you know what? We have enough evidence. We don't really have to bring
that
up.
The defense cannot motherfucking wait to bring it up. Backfires on them. The jury's like, I believe them.
Yeah.
They believe the mom full out. And the trial concludes. Jury goes to deliberate. The jury only deliberates 1 hour. And they come back and they say, life sentence for Trout. And then
because everybody's kind of mad about it, how it all went down, a lynch mob forms for Trout, and the sheriff has to go hide his ass in the woods so that he can actually make it to the damn jail.
But being at the jail don't mean nothing.
No. And then Trout only has, he only serves 3 years, and he dies in prison March 13th, 1900. There is an inscription on in Greenbrier, West Virginia.
Yeah.
A whole historical plaque for Miss Zona. And it reads, "Interned in a nearby cemetery is Zona Hester Shue. Her death in 1897 was presumed natural until her spirit appeared to her mother to describe how she was killed by her husband, Edward." Which Edward
did. Yeah.
"Autopsy on the exhumed body verified the apparition's account. Edward, found guilty of murder, was sentenced to state prison. Only known case which testimony from a ghost helped convict a murderer."
I believe it, because the evidence was there. Like, how would the
mama
just,
knew.
Yeah, like, how would mama just come up with that otherwise?
Yeah.
Like, I believe it.
She said, "That son of a bitch killed me. Mm-hmm. And we gonna get him, girl."
I believe that.
But I thought that was really, really neat, the fact that she has her own grave marker that, like, also acknowledges that. I mean, like, that's wild. Wild.
So is she still there? In her white dress. They always have a white dress on, I'd say.
I don't know if she's, like, I would think that she's probably at her property still.
Yeah.
Or not, maybe she got in the graveyard where they buried her. But, yeah, I mean, I hope she got to cross over. But
I do, too.
Fuck Trout, man.
Yeah, seriously. 3 years in jail and died before the end of that.
Yeah.
Like, come on. You're such a sissy, you couldn't even tough out your sentence.
And he didn't really say how he died in jail either. Like, I hope you got beat to death.
I hope he got that diarrhea disease, dysentery.
Ooh, I hope you got dysentery.
All right.
Hope you got typhoid married.
Right. Right. And you know the plumbing system wasn't that great.
Bad. Bad. Ooh.
Chamber pot. Ooh. Overflowing. All right. Well, if I ever get murdered, I will come to you as a ghost and tell you how.
Please.
I promise.
But don't turn your neck around.
No.
You ain't got to show me, girl.
No.
You just tell me.
No.
I believe
you. You know me. I will.
I believe you.
But no, I wouldn't want that either.
First of all, the first person I'm going to tell is Leah. And then, she's not going to shut up about it.
I love it. All right. Thanks, guys.
Don't whistle in the woods at night.
Bye, y'all.